Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we do invite you to join us by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're visiting with Mr. Jory Swack, the founder and CEO of Andium, a leader in the industrial Internet of Things technology and advocate for creating sustainability, efficiency, and cost savings through IIoT adoption. Mr. Swack, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me.
And with great pleasure to have you. Looking forward to learning from you today. So first of all, explain what IIoT or Industrial Internet of Things is to kick things off today.
Yeah, absolutely. The Industrial Internet of Things, similar to the more broad Internet of Things, covers specifically industrial-based use cases. So it looks a lot more at devices that you would see deployed in industrial centers, right? Things like manufacturing and agriculture, energy, and so on. And broadly speaking, IoT is the idea that devices are able to communicate with one another instead of having screens where people would interact with a machine that was trying to help automate or potentially do tasks on a site. IoT kind of drives this idea of the machines communicating with one another so that humans can then put applications on top of all of these machines together, kind of like an internet of these machines. That's hence the IoT.
Most definitely a great breakdown on that and most helpful as well. Now, how does this technology deliver value to a business or enterprise?
Yeah, that's a good question. Specifically, the way Andium looks at it, and I think a lot of the companies that are starting to see adoption in IoT think of it, they see it as a way to start to move away from the simple machine does a task approach of the previous generation of devices. We call those PLCs, or programmable logic chips. And they're kind of moving more into holistic views of technology, things like searchability. How can you search for something going on in your space? And how can you follow and get information from an entire infrastructure very, very quickly? It's kind of like thinking about how the internet before a search engine was very, very difficult to figure out the website you might want to go to. Once there was a searchability of that technology, which is kind of the idea of connecting all these systems together, then you can start to look for specific details that you're looking for that you can improve upon. This could be anything from monitoring for personnel or safety-related issues on a site. It could be flaring, as we often find in oil and gas. It could be something as more direct as there's an incident or weather is about to affect something and you want to immediately act upon the infrastructure to change how it's functioning.
Another question for you, Jory. Are there challenges to adopting IIoT for an enterprise? Touch on that if you would.
Yeah. So I think one of the big areas that is challenging adoption-wise is understanding that there's an infrastructure upgrade. So normally, when we think about buying a device in the field, it has a specific function it's doing. Just like in your kitchen, how you might be buying a refrigerator, or in a car, you might be buying a motor. When you start to think about putting the internet into actual devices in the field, you kind of have to do a rip and replace to some degree. And so I think there's a cost to the hardware that you have to implement to be able to utilize this Internet of Things that can create kind of a barrier to entry for a lot of individuals, unless they really understand how that implementation is going to save them money. And so I think it's slower to find those specific use cases that help cover that cost of adoption. And to do so, it's often the commoditization, it's time, it's commoditization of these chips and the commoditization of the hardware that's making it so much cheaper that that upgrade of infrastructure is now still cost effective enough to implement. Once you have that upgraded infrastructure in place, it becomes very easy to start to add more and more solutions on top of it because you don't need to do more infrastructure upgrading.
Definitely appreciate your feedback. Most helpful, and certainly motivates a few folks to for their desire to jump into the IIoT space as well. Today, we're joined by Jory Swak, the founder and CEO of Andiam, a leader in the industrial Internet of Things technology and advocate for creating sustainability, efficiency, and cost savings through IIoT adoption here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Jory, are there industries that you are seeing as especially poised to benefit especially from IIoT?
I think any industry that has a heavy human footprint on the ground in the field is really poised to see benefits. It usually is areas where there's a lot of distance between the things that you're trying to do and where your personnel might be located. That can be true in agriculture or in energy. For example, Andiam heavily focuses, our first market's been oil and gas. And the reason is because in the oil and gas sector, they're really trying to make a difference in how they approach the field. They really want to start to see a decrease in emissions while seeing an increase in efficiency. And in order to do so, especially in a time when oil prices have been hit by COVID and oil due to demand, but also during the price war, these types of companies are looking for more efficient ways in which they're able to take advantage of technology adoption. And I think they see it as a leapfrogging opportunity to jump into the future in doing so. There's examples like flare tracking. With our video products, we're monitoring flare stacks and monitor for black smoke or other situations which are adverse to both the environment but also to the oil and gas company. And another example is with the same camera, we're also able to do tank telemetry by using thermal imagery. We use the thermal imagery, we can see the change in the levels of the liquids inside and what they're comprised of without a lot of safety related issues that you would have with legacy sensors, where you might have to get onto the tank and open up the hatch and deal with the sludge buildup and all of the challenges of the infrastructure. With a solution done on video, we're able to put together the communications on top of our operating system, as well as the camera itself. And this allows us to really start to see lots of return on value from those initial deployments. On top of that, we're starting to see that customers are using the cameras to find efficiencies in other areas of their business, everything from truck monitoring to personnel on site. It's a big safety issue to have too many personnel close to hazardous equipment, being able to pick up when those situations are occurring and alert them in real time is something that is really made possible by IIoT.
Pretty awesome stuff, and you gotta love technology. I'd be curious, Jory, how did you personally come to be involved as an advocate for this technology?
That's a good question. In graduate school, I worked on traffic navigation technologies using cameras. We would monitor traffic flow at intersections to optimize how they function. And we quickly realized that it was such an inefficiency to try and pass back very basic information just to the red light and green light controllers that are available on site. We wanted to be able to connect entire cities together without needing a massive command center, which had a very vertical connection from the camera. So we wanted to start putting the technology into the field so that the intersection could get smarter, maybe even alert them when there's a pedestrian in a bad location or when there might be a situation like an accident on site. In order to do so, we had to find a way to bring logic to the controller that was on site. And doing so really required IIoT. It required building smart devices where these computers and these equipment could talk to each other. And then eventually we would pass these notifications that were actually events of importance back to the command center where they could act upon that information.
Well, I got to say, it's an intriguing technology. Really appreciate what you do through Andiam in the space and for joining us here today. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to add along the lines of our conversation today?
I think the most important takeaway for IIoT is the need for an end-to-end approach, the need to have all of the stack centered around the machines so that humans could just interact with the entire stack. That could be anything from the sensors to edge computing all the way to cloud. Being able to bring all of those layers together by supporting the communication And the adoption of all of the layers in Unison makes it much easier for IIoT to return value to users, because it puts the user at the center of every application, where they're in control and we're really there to empower them. In fact, that's Andium's mission, is to empower these leaders for change that's meaningful. In order to do so, you really need to make sure that they have the holistic control and the holistic picture, so that they don't have issues with security, and they don't have issues with data, and they don't have issues with communication, and they don't have issues with reliability. By really looking at it from an end-to-end approach, you can reduce, if not remove, a lot of those concerns while bringing additional value back to the user.
Certainly appreciate those concluding remarks and all the information shared here today. Really helpful. And again, thanks for your time. Where can listeners tap into Andium and get not only further information, but also to be in contact with you as well?
I really encourage them to reach out on Twitter and on LinkedIn, and they can always visit us at andium.com or reach out to us via email at sales@andium.com.
And that's simple enough, and we'll add a link within the show notes of this broadcast to further aid as well. Again, Jory, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Jory Swock, the founder and CEO of Andium, a leader in the industrial Internet of Things technology and advocate for creating sustainability, efficiency, and cost savings through IIoT adoption. And for further details, visit Andium.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.